Kavar tikvarenu bayomahu. That we know there's a mitzvah of burial in Jewish law. As they say, you live like a Jew, you die like a Jew, and you even get buried like a Jew. You have a special Jewish cemetery. So kavar tikvarenu bayomahu, the Torah says you should be buried on the same day. So someone dies, you should preferably be buried before sunset that day. And even if you can't do sunset, there's another prohibition. Osalin divlaso, you shouldn't leave the body out overnight. So even before Alos HaShachar. Well, in Israel, they actually do burials at night. But in America, North America, I don't think anyone does it. So most people do not do burials that same day. Are we in violation of Osalin al divlaso? Are there any leniencies about not doing a funeral on the same day? So, yes, the Mishnah says that if it's in order to wait for the family members, if you're doing it bechvodo, because what's the reason why you can't leave over a body? Kikilas Hashem, because we're banim Hashem, we're like God's children, and leaving over the body is a degradation. It's bizoy. It's a disgrace, and therefore we don't want to do it. It's a disgrace to the person who passed away. You're lying the body, letting it just lie around a rot. However, if you're doing it bechvodo, if you're doing it because you want some people at the funeral, you don't want no one showing up, you don't want to wait for the kids to get there. As I like to say, if the kids are on a cruise in Hawaii and they said they'll be back in a month, so then maybe it's not bechvodo to wait. But if they're trying to get back, so then you wait. So... And in fact, but the Mefarshim asked, but why is that so? We know there's a general rule, a general machokas, but general rule in the Gemara, whether darshinan taima dekra. Could I take the reason for a mitzvah and limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah? So in other words, the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, many places, based on the pasuk, you can't take collateral from a widow. That's what the Torah tells us. So presumably why? Because a widow is poor, and you can't take her last blanket. How's she going to sleep at night? You can't take her winter coat or whatever it is because she doesn't have money. So that's the assumption. So the question is, what about if it's a wealthy widow? She has a nice life insurance policy.
I know a few of them.
Or... she's independently wealthy. Whatever the reason, she has a lot of money. Are you allowed to take collateral from a wealthy widow? So Rabbi Huda says no. Eino darshina taima dekra. You can't take the reason for the mitzvah and then limit the scope of it. And Rav Shimon disagrees and says darshina taima dekra. Yeah, you can take the reason and limit. So who do we pass? Like we generally pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Eino darshina and taima dekra. Of course, when we're learning, you always should be learning for the different reasons, the reasons behind things. But in terms of halacha l'maisa, to limit the, or expand the scope of the mitzvah, we generally assume no. However, there's an exception to the rule. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. If the Torah itself gives the reason for the mitzvah, if the Torah gives you the reason for the mitzvah, and then this Torah is giving you the reason, so then you can take the reason and either limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah.
Right.
So therefore, the post can point out, why can't you leave the body overnight? So it shouldn't be a bizoy. It shouldn't be a disgrace. Are you standing for a reason or not? You
respect
okay.
For the Rav.
Okay. If that's the case, then you can sit. So, So the whole purpose of not being buried on the same day is a disgrace to the base. But in this case, by waiting, it's covered on base. So therefore, if waiting for the base is honor to the dead by having people come to the, so then the Torah itself is the Torah is giving me the reason. Don't leave it over because it's going to be a bizayon. So if you could give a case where you're leaving it over, it's not for a bizayon purpose, but for a covered purpose, then it works. So that's what they explain. You know, we have many examples that I'm not going to go into now of if the Torah, we generally pass an eino darshin in time at the Kra, but if it a case where it's built into the pasuk, so then we do have a right to Darshin and Taimed the crop. So therefore, we bury the same day, preferably. That happens in Eretz Yisrael once in a while. They even bury at night. However, usually in Chutz La'aretz, you're lucky if you get in the next day, just practically speaking. And then the next day is pretty good. And then they point out as well this mitzvah of kavar. The Torah writes kavar tikbareno, a double language, double lashon. We find other places in the Torah, poseach tiftach anik tanik. There are many places in the Bible where we have a double language. What's this double language? That's not the way we talk. You shall bury. Like, what do you mean? Like, we don't talk doubles, or do we? So actually, it's a machlokes in the Gemara in general between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. A very fundamental question: does the Torah speak Lashon when the Torah write? When God spoke to Moshe, when we wrote down the Torah, does He write it down the way people speak? Is Torah Lashon B'nei Adam, or no? It's not Lashon B'nei Adam. It's every word counts. So Rabbi Akiva says no. Anytime there's an extra word in the Torah, we have a right to learn out to derive one of the Yud Gimel Midos. And Rabbi Shmuel says no. Don't get all worked up. That's the way people talk. So sometimes you exaggerate things. We have no right to learn out from the extra word. So let's get back to our specific case. So Rabbi Shmuel says kavar tikbareno. No big deal. It could have wrote kavar or tikbareno. We don't learn out anything new from it. And Rabbi Akiva says, it's not just a hypothetical, it's a real question about whether the mitzvah of burial is a mitzvah in our Torah or not. What do I mean by that? Because when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of burial, who are we talking about? Obviously, hopefully someone is dead, but more than that, who else are we talking about?
A person on whom the mitzvah falls. To bury them.
More than that, I'm talking about what type of person who, what part, what, I'm talking about on the victim or the person who's dead.
Yes, Master, just anyone, no matter how bad he was, I'm not sure that's what you're getting at. But because you learn about this law from a person who's been hanged.
That's what I'm getting at. Oh. That's exactly what I'm getting at. The Torah, when they talk about the mitzvah of kfura, they talk about someone who's killed by misas based in, not necessarily hanged. Someone, you know, we don't.
Yeah. No, he's saying afterwards that.
Yeah,
you have to, well, yeah, but the I didn't say anything about hanging. He did, by the way. But the point being is someone who's stoned by Mises Based, whichever one it might be. So therefore, that person you bury. In fact, they have a special cemetery that people who, depending on the, it's like we have a halacha. We don't bury a tzaddik Eitzel Russia. We don't bury a righteous person near a wicked person. So even their levels of wickedness. So if you have the, if it's stray for a skilo, you get one cemetery, etc. So the point being is, so that's the source. The source is someone who's killed by Basin, you have a mitzvah in our Torah to bury them. So that's clear. If you're killed by Basin, you get, it is a mitzvah in our Torah to bury you. What happens if you're not a Russia? What happens if you die of natural causes? Or you get hit by a car, or whatever other reason? Is there a mitzvah in our Torah? It's the average person, 99% of us today, 100, because there's no mitzvah space in today. So obviously we do burial. Is that a biblical mitzvah, rabbinical mitzvah? What's the source? Because the source in the Torah is only by mitzvah space in Jeff.
I'd say kol v'chomer. If a man like that, if a bad, let me use the word bad, if a bad guy deserves honor, certainly everyone else does.
Right, so I wouldn't say Kal Vachomer, but you're on the right track. We don't need Kaman to Kal Vachomer. That's what the Gemara says. That's why the double language, according to Rabbi Akiva. Kavar is going on Misas based in. And what's the other Tikbareno? So, in fact, because what happens to the person after the Misas, the one who's buried in a separate cemetery, it's not forever. Once the body decomposes and he gets atonement, so then he's like everyone else. You have likud atzamos. You take the bones out and you move them to a regular cemetery. So therefore, that's the second tikbareno, with no worse than the person who got atonement from Misas based in. So Rabbi Akiva says, from the second tikbareno, we learn now, not only is there a mitzvah in our Torah on someone killed by based in, but any person who dies. And Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Kavar tikbareno. You can't learn out from the extra word. It's Lashem B'nei Adam. That's the way Moshe and God wrote the Torah for us because that's the way we talk. Aye, so according to Rabbi Yishmael, so what about the average person? So according to him, there is no mitzvah in our Torah burial. It's only a mitzvah midrabanan. It's a rabbinical mitzvah of burial. Like we have many rabbinical mitzvahs. So in fact, it's an interesting Lecha Mishnah, which works along these lines. The Lecha Mishnah commentary on the Rambam, he points out as follows. The Gemara has two languages, Gemara and Sanhedrin. I believe Dav Mem Vav, Mem Zayi, that's where the Gemara talks about Kfura. So Gemara wants to know, I mean, it talks about the mitzvah burial, and it quotes like two brises or two Gemaras, very similar, except it's one word different. At one place, the Gemara says, Minayin l'kfura. Another place says, Remez l'kfura. They basically go through the same Gemara, but one man uses a language of Minayin, from where, and another one uses a lesson of Remez. What's a hint to? What's the difference between Minayin and Remez? So the Lecha Mishnah and others point out, generally speaking, when the Gemara uses a language of Minayin, we learn out of Din Min HaTorah. It's talking about a biblical law. When we say Remez, where is a hint to it? It's only in Asmachna. We're talking about a Din Durabana, a rabbinic law. So the Lecha Mishnah says, this is the issue, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. According to the Gerson, it says Minayin, from where? So that's going like the Shita Rabbi Akiva. Kavar tikbarenu bayomahu. We learn now from the Akva tikbarenu. For the average person, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. According to the language Remez, it's going like Rabbi Yishmael's opinion that you can't learn out from anything from the extra word, because that's just the way Lashem Adam, and therefore it's a mitzvah drabbanan. So it comes out, this is a machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, if the average person, when we do kfura daily or wherever you are, however it comes up, whether it's a biblical mitzvah or rabbinical mitzvah, we assume, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a mitzvah min haTorah for everyone, yeah.
How can you even have the opinion that it's a rabbinic mitzvah? Because you have a kohen, there's also been the rice that becomes tame, and yet for a mitzvah, he's allowed to be koger that person. He has to go bear that person.
The
concept of mitzvah can't be, which allows the rice of people to begin to become tame.
He's saying if you hold kfur is... Right, so you...
Kfuras be the Rabbana, then how is it possible to be over the Oraisa and bury a person?
No, but you mean, right, you're saying... Because what you're saying, even if Kfura is Midrabanan, Tumas Kohanim or Tumas Mace is clearly Min HaTorah.
Right.
So you'd have to explain then, how do you learn, what do you need to... So then if Kfura is only Midrabanan, so why would you be permitted to go ahead and violate it? Yes, then, right, then that sheet will have to answer the question, whether you say, and here it also could be Kumva Ase, because generally... We permit you to violate the mitzvah b'shei ve'altasa, but here by going in, so we'll have to answer that question. So they point out that, and who is the mitzvah kfura on? So we generally assume the mitzvah kfura is on Jews and not non-Jews, meaning a non-Jew can be buried, but we talk from Jewish law, the obligation to be buried is only on a Jew, not a non-Jew. So, but the kasha they ask is, but in Sefer Yoshua, when it talks about when they were fighting with the seven nations, trying to get them out, so they caught the kings, and the pasuk says, and they took the kings down and they buried them on that same day, implying from the pasuk in Yoshua that they specifically buried them that day, like, because kavar tikbarenu bayomahu. Aye, but the pasuk only talks to you. It's talking about Jews, not non-Jews. So why in Sefer Yoshua will we mock it? So that's what the Ramban writes. Nachmani says, I'll tell you why, because really the mitzvah is only on Jews. Aye, so why did they do it right away? You have to read the end of the Pasuk. Kavatik goes, Sitame Yesad Maska, that this was happening in Eretz Yisrael. And in addition to all these other mitzvahs of Kfura, of Losolin, you can't mitame the land of Israel. Kfura in Eretz Yisrael was the issue. It wasn't Alts Kfura, it was the fact it was in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not Akasha. So the mitzvah is kfura bekarka. So when the Torah says to be buried, so we assume it means you have to be buried in the ground, in bekarka. We'll see what karka means.
Yeah.
So in other words, let's say, let's say you put someone in a coffin and you leave them above ground. So Pashas, that would not be kfura. Before, the question is whether you take a coffin and put it in the ground, whether it's kfura. In other words, because the Torah says you need kfura. Well, we assume you need kfura bakarka, based on, we learned by Adam HaRishon, that it says, that somewhere else you should be, even buried in a wooden coffin, which is our minhag we'll get into. But the question is, if you have to be buried in the ground, if that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael, you're buried directly in the ground, because the quicker the body decomposes, the quicker the atonement. What about the minhag? I think someone told me, I don't know if it's true, soldiers get buried in a coffin. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard different things. But either way, but in Chutz La'aretz, everyone gets buried in a coffin. It's Dina Malchusa Dina. So some people do is they put a fake bottom and they just drop the body underneath, or we make holes in it and put earth from the land of Israel in the coffin to fulfill it. But the question is, what about here? So are you fulfilled the mitzvah of kfura? That's what you showed him, right? No. We passed, and it is a mitzvah of kfura. Even if you take the coffin and put it in the ground, that's also considered kfura bakarka. L'chadchila, the preferable thing is you're buried directly in the ground, right? Right with your kittel on, but we assume that it is considered kfura if you take the coffin and put the coffin on the ground. That's still considered kfura bakarka. Our minhag we'll see is to be buried in a wooden coffin. However, what about someone who's buried in a metal coffin? Does that work or not? That we'll have to continue. Obviously, the minhag is not to. But we'll see there'll be some interesting halachas of metal coffin and wooden coffin. So we said the mitzvah covered the gredo by Yom who buried that day, if not the day, by the morning. What we leave it over if you do it, the covered ames, because the Torah itself gives the reason. The machokas Rabbi Kira, Rabbi Shmuel, about whether kfur is berabanan or not. And therefore, we assume kfur is deraisa. And it applies to Jews and not Jews, and the mitzvah is kfura bakarka, not on top of the karka.